we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo!
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Think Local is a state of mind at Guardian Credit Union. It's about community and what you do with it. Think starting a new car or starting a family. Think new home or update the one you love. Think walking down the aisle and happily ever after. These milestones make life worth living, and we have what it takes to help you along the way. Think Local. Think Guardian.
Rich Thomas Weather brought to you by Caravita Village. Mom and Dad can find their happy place in senior living. Let them show you what makes Caravita Village so special.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a forecast that doesn't seem like March. It seems more like, late April or early May. The risk of showers will be around into the nighttime hours tonight, maybe even a thunderstorm. The overnight low temperature drops to about 64. Tomorrow is a warm day. I think cloudiness will give way to some sunshine. There'll be some widely scattered storms in the afternoon and also on Tuesday night. High on Tuesday, 84. Mid-80s Wednesday. Upper 80s Thursday and Friday. In fact, I think we're going to be threatening record highs Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. The pollen count will be up and down as the week goes on, but particularly high by late week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
No football, no baseball, gonster crazy, you know. No vodka or pasta, out of marijuana. Paper towels for my bowels, cause they were all sold out.
No toilet paper.
Yeah, I've been quarantined. I'm losing my mind, don't you know. I've got Netflix and all the shows, but already binged them all. And no, I just can't stand the smell of Purell on my hands and all the vices I love my stupid governor has banned. This really sucks, don't you know?
B-ball, shopping mall, kids driving me loco. Bad mood, yeah, the drama from my baby mama. How long
love, yo, will this go?
Let me back to work, bro. Quarantining blows. It's either me or my family must go. I'll social distance you from Cabo. Cause this is hell, don't you know?
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
I am on the brink of a mega meltdown.
Can I talk you off the ledge?
I don't think so. Oh. It's Happy Hour, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACB, just getting started.
And here they are.
Right now, it's me, Rosie Seth Spotlow Experience, joining us later.
Please quiet.
Let me begin with this for Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi.
You stupid, ignorant son of a dumb bastard!
They are holding up, and I put it on Facebook, and these are the precise numbers. You would think, in a situation like this, where in the span of weeks, I wrote my magazine column last night. It's called We Flew Into a Cuckoo's Nest. How wonderfully this month started. Yeah, the corona thing was starting to cast its shadow, but, I mean, we had a record jobs report, and there was good news everywhere you looked. It's 3 weeks later, and I'm looking at numbers on the Dow that make me want to cry, and I don't even have a dime in the market. But I feel for the people that do. You're going to get it back. You're going to get it back. Just be patient. This is from David Blackman, our blogger buddy in Texas. And I just put the word evil there. Hours after the meeting concluded, San Fran Nam began making noise about the Senate bill was inadequate and promising to move her own bill to the House. The hang-up? Well, abortion, of course. Seems the Senate... See, they're more interested. We gotta save lives. But we got to be able to fund the baby killing. You know, can't have... The Senate bill doesn't provide a bailout for Planned Parenthood, and the party of abortion on demand can't possibly allow their baby-killing machine to suffer like everyone else in society. It's their religion, after all. One of them, along with climate change and Linskyism. And climate change is one of the things that's holding up the Senate bill. They want to use this. You've heard the word pork. Pork is, and it's been going on forever. This is not a new thing. But to do it at a time like this, you son of a bitches, you should all rot in hell. They want funding for solar farms and those wind turbines, tax credits and all the... What does that have to do with the fucking coronavirus? Nothing. Not a damn thing. But they... This is what's holding up the bill. That whole article by David is on my Facebook page. Take a few minutes and read it. He's an easy read. This is what Schumer and Pelosi are blocking. $1,200 per person. They want to do it by April 6th. $2,400 per couple, $500 per child. $250 billion in unemployment insurance relief. $350 billion in small business loan programs. $100 billion for hospitals, $11 billion for vaccines, $4.5 billion for the CDC, veterans health care, $20 billion for that, and then they've got money in there for K through 12 education, FEMA, and airports. And they're more interested in the spinning blades of a solar wind turbine or the bird-killing glare of solar farms than they are putting money in people's pockets. These people are pricks. Sorry. They are the lowest, most weaselly, slithering form of human life imaginable at a time like this. At a time when we need a president to be visible, to say, here's the latest, here's what's going on, to inform. Rachel Maddow and the other crackpots on her lunatic network. We got to darken those. We got New York Times. We can't have Trump out there informing America. These people are raging assholes. I just am beyond words at this point and frustration. Every day that passes, more people are getting hurt. I talked to Bob Baumhauer last night. He is doing everything he can to meet payroll today. And he doesn't know what the future is going to be like. I mean, he has to consider that he may have to shut down his restaurants, his livelihood of many years in the making. And he's not the only one, which, again, if you can, if you're still working, if you're still getting a paycheck, if you're not buying into this metastasizing fear, call him. Do curbside, wherever you can. I went to my old friend Monica at El Jalisco Saturday night. It broke my heart to pull up in front of that place and see the parking lot empty. But they were there doing meals for takeout. Enough already. And I'll be damned. I wish there was a way we could organize quickly and go down and burn those sons of bitches with flaming torches to light their asses on fire and get this done. But it's more important to hurt Donald Trump and advance their crackpot Green New Deal and whatever they can get into this, whatever they can squeeze in, using the filibuster to block it. I don't know if there's, you know, when FDR said we need to do X, Y, and Z, hell, they even managed to get $2 billion, which was an enormous amount of money in those days, to fund the Manhattan Project, and they couldn't even tell people what it was. And yet Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi are sitting there playing political games with your life, with our lives. Meanwhile, I'm very glad that up till now, the state of Alabama has not found it necessary to do one of these quarantines. And again, the question that's rapidly developing in all this is the cure worse than the coronavirus with the damage it's doing. And I got to tell you, I don't know how people are dealing. I mean, when you think about it, we're sitting really in good shape here, unless, of course, you have been laid off or had your hours cut. But at least we can go outside, get away from our houses, go for a walk somewhere, go to the park. In a lot of places, they can't even do that. And I got to tell you, I don't know where that's going to end in 10 days, 2 weeks. But I will predict right now that in cities that are locking down, and of course in New York, what are they learning? You know, stacking millions of people on top of each other isn't necessarily a good idea. You may see some trouble. People will just say enough. I think I'd rather have the virus than stay locked in my house for 2 weeks like a prisoner. So, again, it does not have to be an us versus them kind of thing, but they're forcing that. They are making it a Democrat-Republican issue. And Mitch McConnell just tore them an ass on the Senate floor. Jacqueline may be calling in a moment here.
Okay.
And I want to talk to Amy Hampton today as well, so we can get some information out there on what people who are being forced into real hardship can do. That this is insane, and they're really, and all I put was remember in November, here's what Schumer and Pelosi are playing games with, and here's a good question from Marlene, who says, can Trump override all of that with an executive order? Well, Obama would have done it. Why not? I mean, there must be something in the Constitution that when there's a crisis and they play politics with our lives in Congress, that there must be some option for him that he can take. So I'm immediately somewhat comforted by the name I see on the phone.
Yes.
And it's Jacqueline.
Jacqueline.
No, Jacqueline Tomlinson calling. How are you?
Hi. Actually, I'm here drafting a mandamus.
Mandamus.
Yes, you're having probably a lot more fun than I am. I am full full work mode over here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so how's y'all's afternoon going?
Well, I just started it with a mini rant, a very cathartic, therapeutic rant.
Yeah.
The Democrats are assholes, and I'm going to say it again until they get...
I saw that.
It's just...
What assholes. But, yeah, hopefully we'll get some relief here soon, but I think it's going to come back to bite them.
Oh, please, I hope so. That's why I just...
The time to be playing with people's money.
And worried about Planned Parenthood over people who just lost their jobs. And livelihoods, whether it's temporary or not, you know, we kind of live in a paycheck-to-paycheck world for a good number of people.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sitting on a pile of money, but
nope.
Some of us have a little faith, you know? I think we'll
do
this.
You know, so far, so good. I feel like I've, between my friends and family, I think everybody's just been real cautious, and, you know, people are just not spending extra, but I still see people out there kind of living life. People are buying groceries. People are shopping online. People are still filling up with gas.
Mm-hmm.
So I see people doing that. You know, I'll tell you personally, I've curbed my extra spending just a little bit because there's just that unknown. So, you know, the things that I would normally buy on Amazon, not thinking twice about it, I'm like, ooh.
Yeah.
Let's wait a couple weeks and see how this pans out.
Here's
but
the,
I think
the
we're
latest,
gonna be fine.
The latest numbers, okay? We have been at 3 confirmed cases of corona in Montgomery for several days. Autauga has none. Elmore has 6. That's a number that's been steady. Jefferson County is up to 79. But here's the key number. There have been 1,832 people tested.
Mm-hmm.
Of that, 167 confirmed in the state, which is less than 10% of the number tested.
It is.
And
it
zero
is.
Deaths.
Zero deaths.
Right.
And yet
and
we're
I've
watching
been,
our lives come to a grinding halt.
Well, and what's scary is, you know, I've been keeping up with this with the South Florida connection as well. I know you have Janelle down there, and
sure.
My family is still very much in South Florida. And this affects my family on multiple fronts. My mom's in the healthcare industry, so I'm getting to live that with her firsthand and kind of the stressors that that's putting on that industry. And then, you know, my dad with his Asian connections and how we've been living this for about 8 weeks now. So
yeah.
This is nothing new on his end. But, you know, what's scary is down there, they have a lot more cases than we do, but they also have many more people per capita.
Yeah.
And people kind of live a much more kind of confined living spaces. You know, people are a little bit more on top of one another than they are here. And so I expect more cases there. But, you know, I think Alabama's doing pretty good right now on being smart about it.
Mm-hmm.
Staying inside and doing this social distancing. I mean, I went to Publix this morning out of necessity, and everybody was being really smart about it. You know, there was not a ton of people in there, but the people that were in there were keeping their distance. Some people had gloves on. Some people had gloves and masks on. I think everybody's just being kind of smart about it. And it's a temporary 2-3 weeks of uncomfortableness, but we could save lives.
Yeah.
So
no problem with people taking those precautions. And I have a feeling that we'll see some of these become more or less permanent habits of hygiene, you know, going down the road.
Well, yeah, people need to be washing their hands and not, they may be keeping some distance and being more mindful of, you know, that social bubble and keeping a 6-foot radius, you know? That kills me when you're out grocery shopping and people get right up on you. And it's like, hey, hold on a second.
I know,
you know?
I've heard that listening to other shows, even on sports talk shows, the guys have, you know, talked about going to the store and having somebody hot coughing, you know, like a foot away. At this time, that's really not recommended.
Yeah, it's give me a little space.
And in your universe, with family law, life goes on. You're working.
Yeah, so
how's that? Is that happening in an efficient manner?
Yeah, so Dana and I both had consultations today over the phone. You know, we're giving people discounts right now if they want to call in. Our office is open. Dana and I are currently working remotely because I have Steven and Dana condition.
Yes.
You know, she's
me
currently
too.
6 months pregnant with twins, so she's still working. She's just working from home because we don't need her exposed to any of this.
Right.
So, you know, we've had consultations over the phone. I actually got a text message from Amy right before I called in saying, hey, there's an emergency court hearing on Thursday in Elmore County. So I want to clear up a big misconception that people have right now. The court systems are open. They're just not open to the public. So it is still business as usual. So if you have legal issues that need to be taken care of, don't wait 6 to 8 weeks, because if you wait, it's just prolonging your relief. Go ahead and make the consultation, talk to a lawyer, get your issues handled now, because if you wait, you're going to be with the masses of all these people that are under this misconception that the courts are closed. The courts are not closed.
All right, and they call the same number, 819-4810.
Yes, they can call 819-4810, or they can find us on Facebook, Delkin Tomlinson. You can message us on Facebook. We monitor it 24/7. And or they can go to our website, divorceformenalabama.com, and they can find all three of us, myself, Dana, and our office manager, Amy, our email addresses, and they can email us.
Yeah, one of my concerns is that with people, whether it's self-imposed or they have no choice, being locked down, you know, you could see domestic incidents growing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And if that happens, I can speak from the fact, you know, my husband's in law enforcement. He got called in this morning. He had to go in on a call. If that happens to you, call us, because you don't want to wait. There are constitutional rights that come in jeopardy. And, you know, at Delkin Tomlinson, we don't just do divorces. I mean, we do domestic violence, protection from abuse orders, but we also do wills and living wills and power of attorneys and all of those things. So if right now is a great time, I hate to say it during a pandemic, but if you don't have a power of attorney or you don't have a living will, now may be the time that you're like, you know what, maybe I need to go ahead and get one of those just in case. And so if that's something that you need, we can help you with that. We can help you with child custody issues. Greg, that's a huge issue right now that we're seeing.
Yeah.
You know, Jane Doe is saying, no, you can't see the kids right now because of the coronavirus. Well, no, Jane Doe, like, you don't get to do that. So we're having to deal with a lot of those parenting cases where parents aren't wanting their children to go have custodial time with the other parent because of what's going on. So don't hesitate.
I need to get started on that will, because if the Democrats keep spanking our monkeys the way they are, I may, you know, have...
No, you won't.
You will not. You'll be fine. Rosie, get on him.
I will.
Thank you for taking the time to join us.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And if you need me, just text me. But it's definitely been fun working from home and trying to wrangle this 2.5-year-old and get this writ of mandamus written this afternoon. I mean, it has just been... It's quite the circus over here.
Well, you sound like you're managing it well, and we appreciate you taking the time to join us. And let's talk again tomorrow. Keep us
in the loop. Absolutely. Y'all have a good rest of the afternoon.
You too.
Thank you.
All right. And I do want to talk to Amy Hampton, who is the bankruptcy attorney that's kind of in a remote partnership with them, because issues like that come up. People may be, and we're really looking out for those who are hardest hit, who have lost income and are waiting for the Democrats to stop their bullshit and get this bill passed. They know that at some point, April 6th, that's the date the president was hoping to have checks into people's accounts, that's coming. In the meantime, how do you keep the wolf away from the door? So we'll reach out to her a little bit later this afternoon. It's 325.
Marguerite's is providing, as a community service, professional fine jewelry cleaning and disinfecting at absolutely no charge. We are busy cleaning everything, but let's not forget our rings, bracelets, necklaces, earrings, and yes, our watches. Many of the government-recommended cleaners can be harmful to fine jewelry, so that you can safely enjoy your fine jewelry. Marguerite's will clean and kill any germs, usually the same day or while you wait. Marguerite's, located in the Pepperidge Shopping Center on Vaughan Road, is open 7 days a week. Marguerite's welcomes this proactive opportunity to serve the community.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. We have a new real estate class starting soon, and I'd like to see you there. This class prepares you to take the state real estate exam and get your real estate license. We have even had investors and other home buyers take the course to prepare them to buy a home. Whatever the reason, you will learn about real estate contracts, lease management, property law, closing transaction, appraisal methods to enable you to take the exam. Learning by doing, real estate scenarios, learning to increase your portfolio in real estate, investment sales are all part of this course. The cost is $375, which includes books and materials, practice tests, and quizzes. Interactive, live, classroom setting, located close to East Chase. Come join me, Bo Goodson, for the Real Estate School, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net. The class is filling up now, so you need to call soon, 551-0225.
On American Medicine Today, we speak to cutting-edge medical and science innovators, reconnect with patients to recount stories of recovery after the Bonatti spine procedures, and political issues plaguing our nation. Saturday, noon to 1, News Talk, WACV.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Let's hear it for the grocery workers. They're making sure we all have food. They're dealing with the jerks at their work right now for me and you. Yeah, let's hear it for the grocery workers. The cashiers in the cleaning crews. They all should get raises because they're going to work and pulling us through. Let's hear it for the grocery workers. People's being rude.
News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV, Rich's forecast coming up. There are strands, for lack of a better word, is that accurate, Rosie, looking at the radar? Strands of showers out there. We may see a little rain during the afternoon, but this is not a big, massive storms heading our way. And it's humid. You know, he's talking about maybe 90 degrees by the end of the week. I think that's good news. I think that's really good news if we want to... Because flu, even this one, I believe they are seasonal.
I believe it's a blessing from God.
Yeah.
That we would have that kind of weather at this time of year that would help us.
But to our Democrats in Washington, this is no time to be an a-hole, and you're doing a magnificent job of showing what a big, gaping, train tunnel size
rectum
you are. Keep blocking the relief to the American people. You'll make us 5,000 times more committed to rid this country of you and your ilk. Hey, and who's suffering the most? The big cities. Who runs them? Democrats. The big states that are on lockdown. Who runs them? Democrats. Oh, let's get Cuomo into the White House. You watch. That's the next thing we'll be talking about when this thing dies down for his leadership. Although he did praise Trump, we'll give him credit for that. But the rest of them are a bunch of worthless. You fill in the blank. I'll let you put the naughty word in there.
Thank you.
I've already pushed the envelope enough this afternoon, I think. We're at 3:30. I believe this is Amy trying to contact us now. So I want to see if I can get her set up to be on the air with us fairly soon. So what we'll do here is we'll take our first look at the roads and come back in about 3 or 4. Rich's forecast and your local news, too. And again, the good local news is we are still at 3 confirmed cases in Montgomery County. 3. I believe that's been the case for almost a week. None. Hats off to Autauga County.
Oh!
0 cases. And the number in Elmore is held steady at 6. So we're doing something right. Governor Ivey, I know you... I'm sure you don't listen to this show, but maybe you know her, maybe you have access. Do not shut this state down. Do not shut this state down.
I think they've done, you know, they've quarantined Jefferson County and the area around it where the most cases reside.
Even that is, 67 cases. Let's be realistic here. There are 67 cases of terminal illnesses of one type or another that outnumber this. No, we don't want it to spread. But we have put protocols in place for businesses, and we've got to try and patronize our restaurants. We did that all weekend long. So I'm going to touch base with Amy here. The Seth Spotlow experience has arrived.
Hey, man, I just went to Seafood Bistro, and they brought out a gator po' boy to me.
Let's hear it for Seth Spotlow. All right.
It was great. It's quick.
We are going to check traffic at 3:31. Seth is in, so you know it's going to be a happier show from this point forward.
It'll be...
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We had an accident earlier with injury, 800 block of Ann Street. That's going to be just down from Highland Avenue near the Burger King. Watch out for emergency vehicles on the scene there. We have scattered congestion at all the red lights along the East South Boulevard, Eastern Boulevard at Vaughn Road, busy, as well as the Northeastern Boulevard at the major lights there. I-65 and 85 moving along at the speed limit with moderate traffic this afternoon. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. Midtown Plaza has it all. Shop Cricket, Young American Insurance, and much more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Chay.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hi, Rich Thomas here for Don Duncan, All-American Tire and Auto. All three locations are staffed with top-notch certified technicians who have state-of-the-art diagnostic technology to determine the cause of the engine issue. Now, one reason people don't get their car serviced on a regular basis is time. Don Duncan's All-American Tire takes that excuse away with customer service that will absolutely exceed your highest expectations. I know. I've been a customer for a long time. I can drop my car off. They'll take me to my home and pick me up when the work is finished. They make it so convenient. Oh, and when you need tires, there's no need to shop. Don Duncan has established direct relationships with all the major tire brands, so don't fall for this buy three, get one free scam. Get your tires wholesale price that always includes installation. Value unsurpassed customer service at all three Don Duncan locations. Highway 14 in Millbrook behind the McDonald's, on Bell Road north of Vaughan, and at 408 Madison downtown.
We're facing uncertain times, but Navy Federal Credit Union wants you to know we have your back, and we remain committed to serving all of our members all of the time. That means you can access and manage your accounts from our mobile app and website with no monthly service fees. Additionally, you can get in touch with our world-class 24/7 member service whenever you need it. For 87 years, we've covered our members in good times and bad, serving active duty, veterans, and their families. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Insured by NCUA.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company helps you customize your home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Unlike things you paid for you didn't need, like that much-needed 125-inch flat-screen TV.
It's hurting my eyes. A lot.
For your 100-square-foot bedroom.
My neck isn't so much stiff as it's completely stuck.
With Liberty Mutual, get customized home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Uh-oh, I'm seeing color splotches.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
This is Ryan Turner with Infusion Wellness Center. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for about 3 years now, and it's a great way to get your name out there and reach the people your business needs to grow and succeed. Highly recommended.
This is Rick Peters, managing partner of Blue Water Broadcasting. Seems that all anyone's talking about these days is coronavirus and its impact on all of us. Think about that. No one is immune, especially local business. Local business that needs your support to survive. They're your friends, your neighbors, your colleagues. By supporting them, you support all of us. It's more important than ever that we buy local and support local. We're all in this together. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks, supporting local business.
Eskew with Alabama News Network. Governor Kay Ivey has announced that the deadline to file state taxes has been pushed back to July 15th. Taxpayers can also defer their state income tax payments to July 15th without any penalties or interest. You will not need to file any additional forms or call the State Department of Revenue to qualify. The Alabama Department of Public Health has released the latest confirmed cases of COVID-19 in the state. Right now, there are now 167 confirmed coronavirus cases in Alabama. In our area, we have 3 confirmed cases in Montgomery and 6 cases have been confirmed in Elmore County. With the growing coronavirus pandemic, a second testing facility has been set up in Prattville. Officials are warning people to not go to hospitals or physicians. Results come back between 48 and 72 hours, and the tests are by appointment only. The address is 350 County Road 4 West. I'm Ellis Askew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a forecast that doesn't seem like March. It seems more like, late April or early May. The risk of showers will be around into the nighttime hours tonight, maybe even a thunderstorm. The overnight low temperature drops to about 64. Tomorrow is a warm day. I think cloudiness will give way to some sunshine. There'll be some widely scattered storms in the afternoon and also on Tuesday night. High on Tuesday, 84. Mid-80s Wednesday. Upper 80s Thursday and Friday. In fact, I think we're going to be threatening record highs Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. The pollen count will be up and down as the week goes on, but particularly high by late week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
A moment of levity.
The world is in turmoil, but that won't stop Broadway. It's social distancing the musical.
If I were a rich man, I would buy up every roll of toilet paper I could see.
It's Corona on stage on the Great White Way.
Memories of when I could leave my house. Now I'm stuck on the inside with my terrible kids.
But in the midst of tragedy, there is hope.
Is gonna clear up if you don't touch your face.
It's Social Distancing the Musical.
Get your tickets fast because we're only allowing 4 people in for each showing.
You say it's COVID and I say Corona. You say pandemic and I say it's over. COVID, Corona, pandemic, it's over. Let's lock the whole world down.
The president today tweeted, we cannot let the cure be worse, than the sickness, and let this whole thing drive us into a depression, not a recession, a depression. And that's why I'm glad at this point, given the very, very low incidence of the coronavirus here in Alabama, that we can manage as we are for a while longer. While supplies are out, and I was just looking at Gateway Pundit. The mortality rate on this thing dipped to 1.25% on Sunday, and that, you achieve that number by taking the deaths from this thing divided by the number of confirmed cases. And that number is actually significantly lower if you factor in all the cases, but we have, with our horrible... For you, media.
You're nasty.
You're the worst. You're the worst.
It's the end of the world.
No. What you're trying to do is tell us it's the end of the world if Trump gets reelected. But the fact that this relief package, bipartisan, by the way.
Right.
Was worked out, ready for signature. No. Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, we got to get some Green New Deal stuff in there. And that's what's holding it up. Anybody that's hurting, you need to remember that.
That's dirty.
Dirty would be that's too nice. But the words that would describe it, we can't say on the air, so.
I like hanging out with you, Rosie. And you look good today, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That color brightens up your face.
Yeah, it does, man. And you got that little tan going from your vacation.
Seriously.
No, this is called living in Florida. This tan is called living in Florida for 25 years. I wasn't out in the sun down there. It's permanent. I have been, it's embedded sunshine. Amy Hampton is going to join us around 4:05.
Okay.
Now, I'm only saying bankruptcy attorney not to strike fear in your hearts, but some of you may be, as many Americans are, in whatever kind of economic times, going paycheck to paycheck. And she's going to help us understand the options that are out there. There may be more options if they ever get off their ass and get this bill done that will, and I've seen indications that many of the big banks and mortgage companies are going to try and skip a payment, that kind of thing. They're not going to give you your house, but they will the idea being to keep the wolf away from the door, because one thing you don't need with all this uncertainty and worry being fueled by our friends in the legacy media, maybe we can take some of that angst off your plate by conversing with her in case you need to take an option, you know, a drastic option at some point to stay solvent, to stay in your home, and not make it any worse than it needs to be. I'm a little baffled by the way some of the entertainment networks are dealing with this. I'm a baseball fan. Opening day was supposed to be Thursday. And I get it. They had to postpone it. There still hasn't been a major league player that's been confirmed to have this thing. Just two minor leaguers. And I'm hoping that they will find a way once it's ascertained the players again. Even if they have to play in empty places, TV would leap at the chance to give America something to watch.
So many people would watch it besides watching
Netflix.
Oh, my
God, not even baseball fans. Or even people who could, you know, really
don't care.
Well, and baseball is so American. It's like mom and apple pie and wave the flag, you know. So it would give us some sense of normalcy.
All right, you have to shoot off, quit doing. I am doing a little communication as the show's in progress today. It's National Puppy Day.
Aww.
Yeah. put my little mange to weenies on Facebook this morning. That picture on the left, that's me with Hershey a week after I got him in 2006.
Wow.
That was a baby.
That was taken on the patio of the old East Side Grill.
Haven't aged a day. You look good.
I got to tell you, if the suction gets any harder in this studio, we will give birth to the first tropical storm of the season. I appreciate it. No, thank you. No, thanks. I'll take the flattery.
Yeah, man.
This is my favorite meme of the whole corona.
Did you see the one with Botox? Oh, yeah. They all look like Danny DeVito.
Oh, that's the one. I did see that. I haven't posted it. Let's see. I got a nice reminder here about, what a crap town. Serious questions. Republican governor issued a stay-at-home order. I don't know who's running Louisiana. I think they have one. But, no, most of the stay-at-homes are in states run by Democrats, Washington, or because that gives them power, man. You want to know what it's... We are getting, and I wrote this into my column, and I hope he publishes it. What we have gotten and are getting, although to a lesser extent here, is a glimpse of socialism. Because in America, the bread waits for us. Until recently, some of us found shelves that had no bread. Dairy cases that didn't have milk because of the frickin' hoarders who are convinced we're going to be on lockdown from till doomsday. Fortunately, stores are taking steps. Food outlets done a magnificent job. I was able to get everything I needed there on Sunday. It was busy, but they were moving people through. That's Coliseum Boulevard. And Danny Patterson, it ice, milk. We're kind of using, I bought a couple of half gallons of lactate, only be, not that we have an IBS situation in our home, but it has a longer lasting date on it. So those who need actual milk can get it. But really, considering that the numbers here have really leveled off, stabilized completely in the river region, Governor Ivey, please, stay calm. Don't lock the state down. I don't think that's going to work. I think that would be a bad move. We've already got enough people on the brink and in trouble without forcing everybody indoors for 2 weeks. One business that is, I'm not going to use the term recession-proof, that is, it doesn't matter what's going on in the real world. People come up with mobility issues no matter what's going on in the real world. And Gulf States Mobility has been there for many years to help restore choices to those lives. I think a good number of us have probably been in an accident that happened abruptly out of the blue. And just before it happened, I remember in one case for me, I was on Taylor Road. And it was a great day. So on my way to the bank, life was good, and boom, somebody that was texting and driving rear-ended me. Fortunately, the damage was minimal. But that's how fast it can change, and some people aren't as lucky as I was. So they wake up in traction in a hospital. They're looking at a long-term recovery and a lot of therapy to get back to life as normal. Gulf States Mobility is the company that begins by when the person comes home from the hospital, the house is ready for them. They can access all parts of it safely without further risk to injury. For longer-term situations, Gulf States Mobility equips and sells with friendly long-term loan arrangements, the VIM vehicles, voice command technology vehicles, that give people the option of taking back their own schedule and not having to go through the mental angst of dependency, which does not help one who's trying to recover not only their body, but their lifestyle back. So they do it all, not only for folks here in the River Region, but all over the southeastern United States. They have a reputation second to none in this part of the country. Gulf States Mobility, 514-6590. Look them up and like them on Facebook. James Garrett and Tommy Johnson, you guys do a great job.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get a complete heating and cooling system for just $69 a month. But hurry, there are limited quantities available. Visit calldixie.com.
Number 15033.
Montgomery Area Help Wanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, what does collate mean?
Oh, hey, Dave. I think it means to flush.
Oh, thanks, Dave. Well, better start collating the boss's sales pitch.
We believe local businesses should be packed with more local employees of the month and fewer Daves. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. Montgomery Area Help Wanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Dave is a common name used in a comical way. Please don't write us to tell us you were insulted by this ad. That would be a real Dave move, Dave.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents... ...and Doug.
Limu, when we're not telling people that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need, I've actually been moonlighting as a DJ.
What?
Check it! Here's the good part!
Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Today is March 23rd, National Puppy Day. If you don't have a puppy, you can still experience Puppy Day. Just knock over the trash, chew up your slippers, and poop on the new carpet. Bad puppy, get in your crate and have a happy National Puppy Day.
Good
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery. Skywatch traffic had an accident with injury much earlier this afternoon. 800 block of Ann Street. That's just down from Highland in front of the Burger King. That one should be out of the way, but use caution just in case. Got some spotty congestion around the Boulevard, Taylor Road from Vaughn Road to I-85. A little busy this afternoon. Interstates are rolling at the speed limit through downtown Montgomery. Mostly moderate traffic all over town. Keep it here. We will keep you updated. At Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter, you can avoid the crowds. Tell them what you want, and they will bring the vehicle to you for your own private test drive. Call Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. They'll do the rest. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
If you've been injured through no fault of your own, you need a local attorney on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
Our most electrifying, there's actually several options here, but we're going to go with Mitch McConnell because we have criticized him plenty on this show. But he's had it with this Democratic filibuster of a bill that we need to get passed. So, you know, with Democrats, it's about big business. Yeah, you want all the airlines bankrupt? You know, do you want companies that are facing, you know, the choice of closing or staying open? I mean, these loans aren't just going to be handed out on street corners, for God's sake. Get money into people's accounts. No, they want to build more wind farms because that'll solve it, right? Mitch McConnell has had enough. I'm going to play some of his message on the Senate floor today.
Are you kidding me? This is the moment to debate new regulations that have nothing whatsoever to do with this crisis? That's what they're up to over there. American people need to know it. Democrats won't let us fund hospitals or save small businesses unless they get to dust off the Green New Deal. I'd like to see Senate Democrats tell New York City doctors and nurses who are literally overrun as we speak that they're filibustering hospital funding and more masks because they want to argue with the airlines over their carbon footprint.
Yep, that's what matters.
I'd like to see Senate Democrats tell small business employees in their states who are literally being laid off every day that they're filibustering relief that will keep people on the payroll because Democrat special interest friends want to squeeze employers while they're vulnerable. Squeeze these employers while they're vulnerable. I'd like to see Senate Democrats tell all American seniors who've seen their hard-earned retirement savings literally melt away as the markets track toward their worst month since 1931. That they're continuing to hold up emergency measures over tax credits for solar panels. Tax credits for solar panels.
Yeah, we need that.
Even with the Federal Reserve announcing even further extraordinary steps today, the markets are tanking once again, as I said, because this body can't get its act together. And the only reason it can't get its act together is right over here on the other side of the aisle. So these are just a few of the completely non-germane wish list items that they're rallying behind, preventing us from getting this emergency relief to the American people right.
Mitch, that was well said. Well said. It was a great moment of redemption, because sometimes Mitch has been a little bit slow on other issues, but he said what needed to be said. This is insane. If you're a Democrat and you think this is a great time to, you know, measure carbon footprints over what's fundamentally, the science is not settled. It's a frickin' hoax. I just don't get it. And I am frustrated and despairing for the people I know who have been, some who were part of that 270,000 that got new jobs in February. have already been laid off because of this. And again, the question that's going to be heard and asked and at some point will need to be answered is the cure worse than the coronavirus? So we shut everything down, and what are we left with at the end of that? What kind of country? What kind of economy? Will people have jobs to go back to? All of those things matter. Mr. Electric brought you that, and Mr. Electric is there for you. They are in business, and of course, they're COVID compliant. So you have no worries in that regard. If you need electrical work done, and if you've got the money to spend to get something done with Mr. Electric or any of our great sponsors, you're not hurting. This is the time to do it. Keep people, but this is how we win. This is how we fight. One phone call at a time to keep our local economy from dropping into any worse condition than it might already be. On the other hand, you may just have something that needs to be done right now, and electricity is nothing with, you want to learn online. Don't watch a YouTube video and think you can put in a ceiling fan. Not a good idea. Not a good idea. Your nickname may be Charred after something like that.
12-year-olds can teach you a lot, but not that.
Not that. No. So, Mr. Electric, it's all certified master electricians, the cream of the crop. We had them do a bunch of stuff at our house a couple of weeks back. Everything works again. It's so nice. Our motion lighting and everything else. Did not know that water could get into sensor-activated lighting. But we found out now. And not only did they fix that, but they fixed it so it can't happen a second time. Call Mr. Electric at 245-1566 or look them up online at MrElectricOfMontgomery.com. It is 3:58, Fox News and 2, and then we're back with the 4 to 5 hour. And Amy Hampton's going to join us. We're going to talk about those who may be, maybe you know somebody. I want you to listen to what she has to say in case you need to pass that info along to a friend who is going through a real crisis at the moment while Congress fiddles around.
It's the spring planting sale March 23rd through the 28th at Southern Homes and Gardens. We've postponed spring open house, but you don't have to wait to get great deals. Shop new arrivals, including annual color, Papa Joe's veggies and herbs, and more. Get our best prices of the year, like 20% off plant collections, including all azaleas, trees, houseplants, and hanging baskets. 50% off selected outdoor pottery, and up to 40% off outdoor living furniture. Get the plants you want at the prices you need. The spring planting sale, Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturday, 8 to 6, at Southern Homes and Gardens, Vaughn Road.
We're facing uncertain times, but Navy Federal Credit Union wants you to know we have your back, and we remain committed to serving all of our members all of the time. That means you can access and manage your accounts from our mobile app and website with no monthly service fees. Additionally, you can get in touch with our world-class 24/7 member service whenever you need it. For 87 years, we've covered our members in good times and bad, serving active duty, veterans, and their families. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Insured by NCUA.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company helps you customize your home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Unlike things you paid for you didn't need, like that...